Hi, this is Phoneboy, and this is episode 635 of Phoneboy Speaks. And yeah, I've got the No Agenda guys on again. And yeah, it's about net neutrality, but guys, this is important.
So I got a lot of feedback on the question, what is the difference between illegal and unlawful? And I need to preface this by saying that in every version of the rules that are proposed, they have the all packets will be created equal. Bull crap, can't even happen. It doesn't matter. But here's the worrisome thing. And people, you must listen to this. This is the beginning of the end if this gets through, where ISPs are forbidden from slowing down or blocking any lawful content or lawful network traffic. Very important to understand that the network traffic doesn't even have to do with the content. This can be just determined that, oh, I don't know, certain types of packets just will be considered, or certain types of protocols may be deemed unlawful.
Yes. So what is the difference between unlawful and illegal? Well, unlawful means that there is no law on the books that permits the activity, whatever it is. And illegal is that there's a law that expressly forbids a specific activity. So there's very semantic, very small semantic difference between those two things, but extremely important. As the No Agenda guys have said many times in the past, words do matter. And the fact that you're using unlawful means that unless there's a law on the books that says that something is expressly permitted, then guess what? The ISPs don't have to allow the traffic there because there's no law in the books that says they have to do it. So that's if this net neutrality stuff goes through and they continue with the language of unlawful, right? Now, illegal might be a slightly different, it would be slightly better, right? Because then they'd have to put a rule in that says you can't do that. And things that are unlawful, there's a lot of things that are unlawful, but not necessarily illegal. And, they could decide, and anybody could decide something is unlawful if there's no rule on the books that says that they have to do it by law, right? So, and so they could decide, okay, well, peer-to-peer networking or mesh networking or anything that takes the ISPs or anything out of the, out of the equation, they could say, well, that's unlawful. And then they could forbid it, right? And this is making, putting the government in a position where they have to pick winners and losers. And unfortunately, I don't think the government's really good at that. And so the internet that today could look very different in 10 years or so. I mean, let's face it, even if they pass this net neutrality stuff and they push some version of this through and they use the word lawful content as they've been doing, then nothing's going to change immediately. But in 10 years' time or 15 years' time, the internet could look very, very different. And you could be wishing that you didn't have net neutrality because, this is what happens, unfortunately. And people are, buying it hook, line, and sinker, including the EFF. I mean, they're a bunch of lawyers and they're all in on this. And they're continuing to push this. And again, they're giving the government more power, or they're giving the ISPs even, giving them permission actually to actually do the kinds of stuff that they're doing already. This is dangerous. This is not what you think it is. And so, I mean, I'm against it, and I don't know any other way to say it, but read the stuff. I mean, this is important, and it's gonna impact all of us. I mean, there's a lot of things that could impact you, but I think that unfortunately we're all sort of lulled into a false sense of security. We want our Netflix, we want our YouTube, we want our whatever, but we're not really thinking about the consequences of this. And yes, words do matter, and most people aren't paying attention to it, and nobody in the media is covering it. And I think when this all goes down, and it's gonna take a decade or more, we're gonna wish we didn't have it, and we're gonna want our internet back from the early 2010s or whatever decade this is. It's sad, but unfortunately this is the way I see it going down.
This is a scam.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.